Anyway, back to the question, are there songs or were there songs where you really felt like, no, this isn't working with us too?
Yeah.
Or on, they're squeaky or even, from,
but like leads. Like yeah. There are songs that are, and it's not, it wouldn't be like, oh, I don't like that song. It's more like, this is really a solo song.
Yeah.
Like it, Philosophy of Loss is a great example. We tried that.
We
tried to do harmony on one of Emily's songs called Philosophy of Loss, and it just wouldn't work. It made it sound too sweet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And another song of her called Leeds seemed very singular as well. And, you know, it's just, it's not as much, I don't like that. It's more like, what sounds better by yourself and what sounds better together? And it's nice for us to do solo songs sometimes, I think.
We have a bunch of records here that we're going to play now.
Yeah, enough about us, huh?
At least we start. Well, it's all about you. This choice, in fact, is also about you. Are you, like, do you have, like, same tastes in what you pick, what you're listening to at home? Or is it like you go more for the tough stuff at home and you a little more Amy for the sweet stuff?
We like some of the same stuff a lot. But Amy's more, listens to a lot of independent music.
Mm.
And as well as demo tapes that you receive, as well as recordings from indie artists. And
But I think we picked, I think most of our picks today are where we come together, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, Emily is very educated about hip-hop and R&B and more of the black music, and I'm more educated about punk, maybe. But we're both, we sort of pick songs that are a crossover for us. Like, we're going to play a Public Enemy song. That's politically a group that I'm, you know, completely inspired by, and Chuck D, I think, is one of the greatest poets of our, you know, generation. So,
it was something
Emily, you know, came up with.
This, in fact, Emily, you mentioned that this is around the time that your first major company album came out, right? End of the 80s?
Right.
So we were listening to that right back at that time?
Or? Yeah, this is a really pivotal song because, I mean, it was okay for black people to do R&B and blues, right? Stuff that the white world could incorporate into its radio waves. But as soon as black artists became politicized and were bringing to light the hypocrisy of radio world or just the culture in general, you know, all of a sudden they weren't getting radio play for songs like that. So Don't Believe the Hype is all about that. It's about the way, the struggle for black artists, and they can't be played on radio, and they're Public Enemy because people are afraid of their strength and their vision. And even though someone like Farrakhan is a very, you know, he can be a controversial figure, there's Chuck D's like, don't say you understand until you hear the man. So it's just, it's about really delving into the struggle of, and the politics of black people as they shed the white world aside and say, this is our voice and this is our point and this is where we want to go, and you don't really have anything to do with it. It blew my mind when I heard this song.